있어요. Lord, you were the servant of all, so Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
And Lord, you call all of us to follow you in humility and service, so Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
And Lord, God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins and bring us to life and to life.
Prophet Malachi. A great king am I, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to your heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and of your blessing I will make a curse. You have turned aside from the way and have caused many to falter by your instruction. You have made void the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. I, therefore, have made you contemptible and base before all the people, since you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your decisions. Have we not all one Father? Has not the one God created us? Why then do we break faith with one another, violating the covenant of our fathers? The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me. I have still and quieted my soul like a weaned child, like a weaned child on its mother's lap. So is my soul within me. In you, Lord, I have found my peace. O Israel, hope in the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we were gentle among you, as a nursing mother cares for her children. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved, have you become to us. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery, working night and day in order not to burden any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received not a human word, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The reading today is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying to them, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation Rabbi. But as for you, do not be called Rabbi. You are but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. So call no one on earth your father, but you have one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master, but you have but one Master, the Christ. For the greatest among you must be your servant. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." And this is the Gospel of the Lord Jesus. We hear today Jesus speaking to the power brokers of his day, the Pharisees, the mighty men, the people that lorded over so many people in their midst. And Jesus gave them strict instructions. He really let them know how he felt about them. But I'm sure if we hear it in today's gospel, we could have certainly have been hearing that about 4 or 5 years ago, when our country was really on the verge of bankruptcy. All the money lending places, the banks were bankrupt and they needed help. You remember when our president came into office, that's what he did. He gave them billions of dollars to bail them out. And the image or the lesson was, or the hope was, that they would turn this around. They would get all that money, they'd get our economy kickstarted again, get jobs back again, people would be working, all these companies that were failing would be helped. But that didn't happen. These people in these power brokering places, the banks, the money lending places, the huge corporations, what they did with all this money was that they just rewarded themselves. They started giving all their leaders tremendous bonuses, millions of dollars of bonuses, for really leading our country almost into bankruptcy. We all know how we all thought about that. Our president was really angry. He really condemned them for doing that. But in the long run, nothing has really happened. In fact, it seemed to be that the country really got worse. Instead of them giving that money back to our people and lending them and saving them from foreclosures, they seemed to just ignore all that. So today's lesson, today's gospel, is not only speaking to the power brokers of our day and age, will they ever learn, but I'm sure he's speaking to us, because I'm sure around the world, many people today are really upset with the way the power brokers in all the countries have taken charge of things. We know what they're doing. They're meeting in state capitals. They're meeting in Wall Street. They're flooding all these places, letting them know they're dissatisfied. They're upset with all that. They want change. They want all these people to be accountable. And that's what Jesus is telling these Pharisees and these people in his day, to be accountable. He really condemned them for what they were doing. I'm sure he's doing the same thing today in our life. But it doesn't go just there, because we know that it's a trickle-down thing. People at the top can be very greedy, very powerful, very power-struck, and yet it filters down to many of us. Many people, too, get very greedy. They get greedy about the good times that we had, and they've got big loans. They bought a lot of big toys, invested a lot of things, forgetting about, you know, that somebody's going to have to pay for these. If not you, if the banks are going to fail you, well, you're going to suffer for all this. And we see that's what's happened. People lost their jobs. They lost their homes. Many people are despairing. Many young people are going to their parents, their grandparents, to help them out with their parents or even grandparents' retirement savings and life savings, just to help their children get through all this. But the lesson is a clear one. Jesus wants all of us to be accountable for our affairs, accountable for our spending, accountable for our savings. We even accountable in our own parishes, whether we live or die. So many people think, well, somebody else is going to take care of our parish, going to take care of my family, take care of my country. Well, we are our country. We are our parishioners. We just can't pass the buck and blame everybody else. Each one of us has to take responsibility in our own personal way. And that's what Jesus is telling all of us. That was his message. That was the message of the gospel. Be accountable. Be generous. Be humble. Walk in his path. But Jesus was very responsible. We know one time when Peter came to him and said, Lord, who's going to pay the tax? How are we going to pay the tax? And Jesus told him to go and cast a hook into the water and pull out a fish. And we heard that Peter did that. He found a coin. And Jesus said to him, well, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Pay our tax. Let us be accountable. So that's a good lesson for all of us. We have to pass this on to every one of us, to our children, every one of us who are part of life, part of a family, part of a parish, part of our country. Sure, we can cast stones and blame all these guys at the top, but they wouldn't be doing what they're doing if we didn't allow them to do that. And that's what the people of the world are saying today. People, it's kind of a quiet, silent revolution. Everywhere in the world, people like you and I are saying enough's enough. But without them pointing fingers at the people in power, I'm sure many of these people are saying it's about time for us to be responsible too for our own daily dealings.
For the church, that we may make God central in our lives and allow our hearts to be formed by Christ our teacher, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, I hear our prayer.
For members of Congress, that God will give them insight as they struggle to balance the demands of the economy and security, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, I hear our prayer.
For those bound by addictions, that God will free them and lead them to newness of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace of humility, that we may relate with one another as companions on the journey and strive to compassionately serve the needs of one another, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this worshiping community, that we may encourage each one and each other in faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, may they find comfort in the peace of Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially those in purgatory, that after a life of service, they may find rest in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community, that we will respond generously to our parish stewardship appeal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. Heavenly Father, may we be the faithful servants and living witnesses to your power and love in our world. We make our prayers through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Gifts are prepared, let us sing. We will rise again on 440. 440.
I'm
See and love in us what you see and love in him. Your gifts of grace lost by disobedience are now restored by the obedience of your Son. So we praise you, Lord, with all the angels and saints and the great song of joy. Finished during the end was near, Jesus took a cup filled with wine. Again, Father gave you thanks and praise for this. He gave this cup to his disciples and said to them, take this all of you and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me. Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. Father, in memory of his passion, death, and resurrection, we offer the life of the bread, a saving cup. We thank you for counting it worthy to be in your presence to serve you. May each of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the world, and let us grow together in love for each other. Together with the Holy Father, the Pope Benedict, our Bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all the people from this parish, as well as our family and friends who have died. Bring them all into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us too, Father. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Thank you.
540.
Thank you.
pray. O Lord, you give us new hope in this your Christ, for the power of your love to continue its saving work amongst us. Bring us to the joys you promise. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
We have one announcement. Our parish-wide stewardship appeal is nearly completed. We are grateful to all who have responded so generously in support of St. Bethel Parish. To date, 495 households have increased their offer territory contribution, representing an outstanding combined weekly increase of $4,230. At present, the average weekly increase is $8.54. Many parishioners have already signed up for our electronic giving program. If you'd like information on this option, please contact the parish office. We understand that some parishioners who would like to increase their weekly contribution are unable to do so at this time. Please know that we are here to assist you in any way that we can, and that we are grateful for the ways in which you do contribute to our parish through your prayers and your stewardship of time and talent. Please see the lantern for the faith sharing questions of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events.
Let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May the love of others steer our lives, that we may remain close to God's kingdom, that our world may become a better place for all of us. Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless each and every one of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Amen. As we are sent forth, let us sing number 727, Come Now, Almighty King, number 727.